Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News, Wednesday, January 17th. 2024, stand up for your country. The best election coverage in this country continues this evening. So Donald Trump feeling strong. Talked to a couple of his guys today on the phone. And I do that routinely, not just with Trump, but with a lot of campaign people who give me inside stuff. They never want to be quoted. I understand that. But it's good to, for me to have an information flow coming on in here. So the former president's feeling pretty good. And we got some good reporting on him tonight. Nikki Haley also feeling okay. She knows she's not going to win. She may win New Hampshire. But she won't win the nomination unless there's a catastrophe of some kind. And I will explain that tonight. So you say, well, why is she even bothering? There is a reason. Ron DeSantis, I don't know. I told Sean Hannity on his radio program, I don't even know why DeSantis is continuing. No shot at all. Now, Hannity is a kind of a friend of DeSantis. So it was an interesting conversation. We posted it on BillO'Reilly.com. I don't have a lot of use for the governor myself now after this book banning thing and all that. But I could be wrong. I'm open-minded about it. And finally, President Biden, just Biden his time. It's going from day to day, kind of drifting over. We'll have some information on him. And that is the subject of this evening's Talking Points memo. Let's get with the facts first. So January 23rd, next Tuesday, New Hampshire primary, Democrat, Republican. Biden's not even on the ticket. Didn't bother registering. And if you are a Democrat, you can vote in the Republican primary. So that means that a lot of Democrats who hate Trump will vote for Nikki Haley, which will make the race a lot closer. Then you go to February 3rd, South Carolina Democrat. Biden will overwhelmingly win that. Then you go Nevada Democrat on February 6th. He'll win that. Nevada Republican caucus February 8th. Trump will win that. Virgin Islands Republican caucus. I think there's eight people to caucus down there. Trump will win that. And then February 24th, South Carolina Republican primary. So that's a month away from New Hampshire. Well, what are they going to do in that month? So I don't know. And then you go into Super Tuesday on March 5th, and that'll be the end of it formally. So there'll be other primaries, but they don't matter. So come on back to me. The reason I say that it's over now is this, and I'm going to be as simple as I can be because I'm a simple man. Donald Trump's appeal to 40% of the Republican electorate is locked. No matter what happens to Donald Trump, they got 40% who are not gonna deviate from him. Another 30% will vote for Trump. They're not 100%, but they're solid. So there's no way a Nikki Haley or a Ron DeSantis can overcome that. They just can't. Now, what the press will do, and we said this earlier this week, is that if Haley beats Trump in New Hampshire, and that's possible, with all Democrats voting against Trump for Haley, then the press for a month will pound that Trump's a loser, Trump's on the decline, bump, 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 bump. Okay? For 4 weeks, that's all you're going to hear. It won't matter because the Republican base doesn't listen to the press anymore. Doesn't. The Republican base doesn't even watch Fox News much anymore. I don't know where they are. They're scattered all over the place. So you've got a situation which is unique. And here's why it's unique. The far left, coordinating with the Biden White House, made a calculation about a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago, that they were going to destroy Donald Trump by using the courts, both civil and criminal. This was a well-thought-out campaign. You see it in New York, Letitia James, the Attorney General, Alvin Bragg, the District Attorney of Manhattan. You see it in Georgia, Fannie Willis. You see it with the Special Counsel, Jack Smith. You see it down the line. They are all the same. They come from the same place. And this was well coordinated. We're going to get them. Now, nobody knew it would not work. They thought it would work. Far left thought they'd get them. They didn't get them. Because Americans at that point, after Russian collusion, after that whole thing that went on for years turned out to be fake, bogus, the American people went, whoa. And then we had the FBI, we had all of this stuff. So the conservative, traditional American has no faith in the justice system of this country right now. Merrick Garland? Crime fighter? Come on. So that everything they threw at Trump made him stronger. That's why Trump shows up in these civil cases in New York City when he doesn't even have to. But he wants to bring attention to them because those cases are so weak and foolish. And now with Atlanta blowing up, and they're going to have to do something with this Fannie Willis down there. I'm going to get to it a little bit later. They can't let this ride. They just can't. This is about as corrupt as you get. So the Republican vote has now coalesced around Donald Trump because of the corruption veered against him. And because the media props up that corruption, encourages it, enables it, the media has no credibility at all. None. The Los Angeles Times is going to fold. I mean, they're about as far left as you can get. And if you look at the numbers for CNN, it's embarrassing. CNN's embarrassing. Nobody watches it. And the only reason that they MSNBC gets a million and a half in prime time, the only reason is there are that many Trump haters who want to hear that every night. That's it. So Donald Trump, and nobody could have predicted this, has benefited in the electorate from all of these cases, civil and criminal, against him. That's why Nikki Haley has no shot. Ron DeSantis has no shot. It's not about policy. It's about Americans saying, we're not going to let this happen. We may not like Trump that much. But we're not letting it happen. And that's a memo. All right, Joe Biden has a meeting today at 3:15. Congressional leaders about national security. He wants more money. What a shock, right? Already got $34 trillion in debt. Biden wants $106 billion more to provide national security to the nation. I wouldn't give him a penny more. I don't trust the Biden administration to do anything. National security, you got an open border. I'm not giving you a nickel. Close the border, maybe we'll discuss it. National security, 10 million people here unsupervised, and you want $106 billion more? Come on. It's ridiculous. The whole thing is just absurd. David Axelrod, honest guy. He was Obama's top political advisor. Works at CNN now. But he's not a Kool-Aid drinker like a lot of them are over there. He's a rooter, a booster for the left, far left Democratic cause, no doubt. But Axelrod will tell you the truth most of the time. So he goes on with a anchor, Kate Bedingfield, who is a devoted liberal. Roll the tape.
I don't think we should underestimate what we saw from voters in 2022 and 2023. They believe that a threat to democracy, they reject a threat to democracy. And that is motivating for
me. I'm not suggesting he doesn't have talking points in his record that will support a message. But just let's all be aware, and Trump proved it again yesterday, he is not a normal candidate, and he is a pretty formidable candidate. And now this is, he's on the ballot.
Okay, so to the reporter, Ms. Bedingfield, I don't think we should underestimate. Who's we? I mean, I know who we is. I know where you are. But you're not supposed to be there. Do you not get this? Come on. Yeah, Biden's going to run on Trump's a threat to democracy. Yeah, sure, we all know that. Anybody believe that? The man served for 4 years in the Oval Office. Did any democratic institutions collapse? Everybody knows the threat to democracy is in Colorado and Maine, where they're trying to keep Trump off the ballot. Jeez.
Born from the tragedy of 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been delivering on its promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices of America's greatest heroes. Heroes who put their lives on the line to protect our country and our communities. Heroes like Bristol, Connecticut Police Sergeant Dustin DeMonte. After responding to a domestic violence incident, he sustained fatal gunshot wounds. He left behind his expectant wife and two children. Thanks to the generosity of people like you, Tunnel to Towers paid the mortgage on the DeMonte family home, lifting a financial burden. As his loved ones mourned the decorated officer's loss, they welcomed a miracle, the child he would never get to meet. So many families need your help. Please help America's heroes and their young families. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good in their honor. 95 cents out of every dollar you donate goes to their programs. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2, T.org.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, Hunter Biden. So they paused, they being the House of Representatives, the congressional subpoena contempt charges. And they're negotiating, okay, to have Hunter Biden come in. But all of this is nonsense because Hunter Biden can come into a private deposition and take the fifth. And I think he will. He just won't answer any questions at all. And that's his right. So they're going to ask him the questions. They want to get the questions on the record, of course, and then they'll leak them out. They being the House members in the deposition, they'll leak that out. But Biden, Hunter Biden, can't ask any questions. So, you know, I'm following it, but it's not going to be big. Down ticket races, just so you know, next November, all House seats are up, okay? Including my district, the third, the George Santos district. And we're going to have the Republican candidate on in about 45 seconds. 33 Senate seats, enough to obviously tilt the Senate one way or the other, okay? So that is on the ballot in November. So her name is Mazie Pillip. I think I'm saying that correctly. 44 years old, born in Ethiopia into poverty. She was part of the amazing Operation Solomon in 1991, where the state of Israel repatriated at Israel's expense. Ethiopian Jews moved them to Israel to live. 14,000 of them. And Miss Pillip was part of that crew. So she was raised in Israel, became a member of the Defense Force because all people do have to serve in Israel. And in 2005, she emigrated to the United States legally, settled in Great Neck, New York, on the North Shore of Long Island. Her husband is a cardiologist. She has seven children. Okay, so she is running against Tom Suozzi, who we had on this broadcast last week. He's a Democrat, and Ms. Pillip is a Republican. She joins us now from Westbury, Long Island, where I went to St. Bridget's School. I know it well. First question, and we appreciate you taking the time to come on. Why did you switch from being a Democrat to a Republican?
Hi, Bill. Nice to be in your show. Very simple. When I came to this country as like other immigrants, I registered as a Democrat. But with the years, the Democratic Party left me and so many others. And I saw that the Republican Party sharing the same values that I have. Therefore, I have been, you know, Republican. I got elected about 2 years ago as a county legislator. As a Republican, and I got reelected about 2 months ago for the same seats for the county legislature seat.
All right. Give me one example of a value that Republicans have that Democrats don't that influence your thinking to change.
Yeah. The Republican Party care about this country, and I care about this country. My husband and I immigrated to this country. We are living the American dream. We own this country. The Republican Party want to secure our country, our borders, and as a mother of seven children, I care about this the future of our children. And you know, as a mother, as a parent, you always worry about your children. I don't have to tell you the amount of illegal immigrants coming to this country and the amount of drugs coming from the borders. I am afraid. I'm afraid. You know, they're going to find themselves dealing things with crime and drugs. The Republican Party want to secure our borders, and I support that. And Republican Party want to support our law enforcement. I salute for that. As a person who grew up in Ethiopia, when law enforcement wasn't existing my time, I want to make sure my children are growing in this beautiful country with strong law enforcement. Those are, you know, the issues that I related with Republican Party. Republican Party is all about work hard, you can accomplish anything you want. They want to improve our economy. I am an example of an immigrant.
Right.
Yeah.
certainly you are an example and a good one of someone who came to this country legally and has contributed to the country. And I think Tom Suozzi would agree with that, your opponent, who I've known for decades. Israel, do you think they're handling this fight against Hamas correctly?
Israel?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely correctly. Israel was viciously attacked by a terrorist organization on October 7th that we all saw what happened to civilians and babies, children, elderly got killed viciously by this terrorist organization. My family member still live in Israel. I was a soldier. I feel the pain. It was shocking for me to see the vicious attack of Hamas on Israel. And Hamas is the one who broke the ceasefire. Hamas who started this war, and Israel has the obligation to protect his civilians. So Israel is doing great, and there's no other choice. We just have to make sure Hamas is not going to be able to exist ever again.
Okay. The expense of that, though, is innocent civilians, people with nothing, being killed and displaced. And, you know, that's war. We know that. But there are arguments that Israel might be more tactical in the way it confronts Hamas, tries to destroy Hamas, to try to limit the civilian damage. How do you reply to that?
Very simple. As a soldier who served in the Israeli IDF, Israeli army, I can tell you, Israel don't want to kill civilians. It has been clear for years. For years, Israel trying to avoid this. Unfortunately, this terrorist organization using its own people, civilians, as human shield.
Do you feel bad for those, though? The people have no power there?
Absolutely.
Because I feel bad for them, but I understand what Hamas is doing. Everybody understands what Hamas is doing.
I absolutely felt bad. Of course, I'm a mother. I feel the pain. But look what happened on the other side. The own leaders putting their people life in the front. They don't care. For them, is anything they can use to destroy Israel, they will use it. You know, every time Israel, before they're attacking, they're sending letters in Arabic, writing, please leave the building. Please leave the building. We are about to attack. Give me an army that in the world that acting the way Israeli army is acting, trying to do everything in their power to prevent civilian casualty every time. But when you are dealing with a terrorist organization like Hamas, unfortunately, civilians will continue to suffer. And the best things for them to happen, for Hamas to go away, so finally the Palestinian people will have a normal life.
Yeah, but right now, you know,
they are not going to have.
Ms. Pillup, they're not going to go away. They're going to always be there. You have to degrade them like we did with ISIS and Al-Qaeda, but they're going away. Final question for you. New York State, obviously been good to you. I know where you live. You live in a nice area, and people over there are very aware. A lot of immigrants where you live in Great Neck. But hundreds of thousands of New Yorkers, mostly hardworking taxpaying people, leaving this state, getting out of here, is going to get worse and worse and worse. Why do you think that's happening?
It is unfortunate. Unfortunately, extreme policies in New York really keep taking away the quality of life of so many people here in New York. And I don't blame the one who's leaving. Think about this. We have immigrants who are coming from the borders without anybody's checking if they are dealing with drugs, bringing drugs, if they are terrorists, the criminals, we don't know nothing. They're coming in, okay? And then we also have a deep funding, the police movement, that taking away every power as possible from law enforcement. A total chaos. Parents, people very worried about their safety. And it makes sense. Of course, I'm gonna be worried about my safety and my children's safety if the governor and the people we elected is not there to protect us. Instead of being tough on crime, go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, you got the crazy taxes on top of it. I mean, yesterday, and sure you know this, the budget was passed, Kathy Hochul, the governor's budget was passed, and there's another $3 billion for just New York to pay for the welfare of the migrants. Well, where is that money coming from? We already have a deficit. That means they got to pile on more tax, to more tax, to more tax, to more tax. And that's another reason people are gone.
Exactly. They keep hurting the middle-class families. And that is a big problem.
Yeah, absolutely brutal. Ms. Pillup, we wish you the best. We're going to follow the race very closely. You're welcome here anytime if you want to talk to something about something. It should be a very fascinating race in November. And if you win, I want you to be nice to us here in the third district, because after that Santos rat, we need a good representatives here. Okay.
You're right, Bill. The February 13th is the election. And I'm very excited. Thank you very much for having me.
Thanks for coming on. Okay. Now, yesterday I was running down the fundraising in the bank, money in the bank for DeSantis. He's got about 12 million. Haley's got about 12 million. And it does shrinking fast because they got a campaign, private jets and all that, expensive. But I didn't have the Trump number. And I was scolding my staff. I go, where's the Trump number? Well, it wasn't their fault. The Trumps haven't put it out yet. So they have till January 31st, according to the FEC, Federal Election Commission, put out their money. We estimate that Trump's got about 38 million on hand. Now, Biden's got a lot more. He's got maybe three times more than that when you add in the political action committee stuff. So I wanted to update that for you. Fannie Willis. All right. Remember the Bee Gees? Fannie, be tender with my love. Well, Fannie, I guess it's tender with her love because she's had a big affair with her top prosecutor, Nathan Wade. So maybe they play the Bee Gees song. I don't know. But Fannie, yesterday, Trump's lawyer said, hey, we need to know why your boyfriend, Nathan Wade, being paid up to $100,000, was in Washington, was at the White House. I'm sorry, Wade, $1 million, not $100,000, $1 million up to that with expenses and salary to go after Trump. Well, what were you doing in the White House twice? So the Trump people smartly, they listened to this program, and I suggested they do it, filed a 68-page document saying, you got to explain this. It's a local prosecution, Fulton County, Atlanta, Georgia. What the deuce are you doing up in the White House? Right? Now, you would think that Governor Brian Kemp, Republican, he doesn't like Trump, would have suspended or doing something, but he's in Davos, Kemp. And he said, oh, I'm deeply troubled, but he's not doing anything. And you got to do something, Governor. I don't care where you are. This is as corrupt as I've ever seen. And I've seen a lot of corruption in this country. So that's your Fannie update. We'll try to do a Fannie update every day. Because this is so bad. It's not hard to understand.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay. Smart life. So, I told you that when I got my car insurance premium bill, I went to the agent who I've been using for 30 years. I said, what are you doing? You're about doubling my bill. For what? And he didn't have an answer. So I fired him. Okay, you're fired. I'm not going to do that. And so then I put a search out for a better car insurance rate, which I got. Now, there's a site that you, and this is why you should always watch and listen to the No Spin News with a pen and paper, because I know what you're going to do. You're going to hear me, and then you're going to forget, and then you're going to write to me, and I don't have time for that. Okay, I'm going to give you a website, which is a good website, where you can lower a lot of your insurance costs. All right? One caveat, we don't recommend any insurance companies here. Not going to do that. You have to do your own research on it. Same thing with health insurance. I'm getting a battle today because I told you yesterday I had stuff taken off my face, the skin cancer, pre-cancer stuff. Insurance company, health insurance company, I don't want to pay for it. Come on, what are you doing? I could die. Now, I'll get it. They'll finally do it. But they don't care whether you live or die, these insurance companies. They don't care. This is the worst part of capitalism. They want your money, but then if you got to get treatment to keep yourself alive, no, we don't pay it. This, it's that, they don't, you know the game. Okay, so the website we want you to check out is Policy Genius, one word, policygenius.com. Easy, policygenius.com. Go there. And it's a marketplace, an insurance marketplace. Now, you're absolutely insane if you're paying these big companies price rises because they're gouging. They don't have any COVID expenses. They don't have any of that. They're just piling on because Biden has lighted the fuse for inflation. There we come. You're crazy if doing that. So go to policygenius.com. But you have to do the research. Have to do it. And finally, if you are a BillO'Reilly.com premium or concierge member, you can get transcripts of any show you want. And it has all the smart life tips. This is a really good smart life tip that no one else will tell you about. So I hope you appreciate it. And I hope you check it. It will save you money. New Jersey. Now, I used to live in New Jersey, and my mother, born and raised in New Jersey. Over the years, Trenton has lost its way. And the state, you know. Anyway, now they want to legalize psychedelic mushrooms, hallucinogenic, magic mushrooms. Why? Why? So kids can get them? I mean, they legalized pot in New York, and every street in Manhattan, you got people smoking pot. You got kids before school. I'm talking 12, 11-year-old kids getting high before school. It's everywhere. I told you this was going to happen. Now you want a hallucinogenic mushrooms? Why? But Jersey's got the bill. Hey, here we go. Bill 2283. Okay, you guys in Jersey, you know, you keep electing these far-left loons, is what you're going to get. This day in history, January 17th, 1920, Prohibition goes into effect, one of the most interesting historical stories ever. So booze, before the unbelievable drug problem, was a problem in the United States. Okay, people were getting drunk all over the place, and they still are today. More drinking today than ever before. Okay, so there was a movement, temperance movement, to make it against the law to have alcohol. And it passed the Volstead Act. Okay, President Woodrow Wilson vetoed it, said no. I want booze, or whatever he said. Congress overrode his veto. And then it went to a constitutional amendment. It was all over the place. So 1920, January 17th, 104 years ago, booze is out. Unintended consequences. Always that when you pass a law. The gangsters, boom, Al Capone, all the boys, Canadian gangsters, because Canada was still legal to drink. Boom, 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 boom. And it corrupted so many people. Chicago was run by organized crime, literally run by it. And the mafia grew up from that because everybody wanted to drink. Nobody obeyed the law. So 13 years later, FDR knocked it out. 1933, 21st Amendment, you can drink again. And boy, are we drinking. this day in history. Okay, I have an unbelievable final thought about me, Barack Obama, New Hampshire, 2008. Back with it in a moment. All right, before we get to the final thought, let's go to the mail. Dan O'Brien, Cameron, North Carolina. Why would Democrats want to vote for Haley in New Hampshire when every poll says she would defeat Biden? Because they hate Trump. It's emotion, emotion, emotion. Get Trump, get Trump, get Trump. They're crazed. Doris, concierge member. Thank you, Doris. Propaganda rules because almost every headline on the internet is negative towards Trump. Absolutely true. Every headline, negative. Alice, I'm Canadian, and I worry a great deal about my country. Our leader is useless, Justin Trudeau. Our media are liars. Our general population doesn't care or is simply not interested. I'm worried. I don't know how bad it is up in there in Canada, but I do know that the press in Canada, particularly in the eastern part of the country, beyond belief. Michael Galgano, Wisconsin, New York, out on Long Island. Is there any way we in New York State can stop Hochul from using state tax dollars for illegal aliens? No. Can't. He's going to pass a budget. The very left-wing legislature in Albany will pass it, and you'll get $3 billion. $3 billion. Jeez. Patricia Smith, Indianapolis. I wish someone would ask Joe Biden if he thinks Hunter has been paying his fair share. That would be a great question. But Biden didn't talk to the press. And he wouldn't answer that anyway. He'll go, that's a stupid question. John Kaza, Plainfield, Vermont. I've been following you, O'Reilly, for many years. Always been a big fan. I watch the No Spin News every day. You tell it like it is and deal only in the truth backed by cold, hard facts. Thank you for being a stand-up guy. Thank you, John, up in Vermont, for watching us. And the millions of others who watch and listen, we very much appreciate you. Okay, we're going to be off tomorrow. We worked Martin Luther King, the federal holiday. I'm getting my staff off, and I got to get this out of my system here. I don't know what I'm going to do, but maybe I'll do the ice plunge or something, but we're going to be off back Monday. And in the meantime, go to BillO'Reilly.com, and before they ban all my books, you can get all 13 killing books, which is the greatest library enhancer, or get 13 gifts. So there they are, all 13 killing books, BillO'Reilly.com store. Word of the day, do not be bilious, B-I-L-I-O-U-S. Great word, bilious. Okay, final thought, you'll never forget it in a moment.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful. A lot of anxiety. And it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day, and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
Final thought of the day. I can't believe on January 5th, 2008, 16 years ago, it seems like it was just yesterday, I'm up in New Hampshire. The primary campaign is underway. I'm running around. I'm going to Hillary Clinton events. I'm going to Barack Obama events. And it's chilly, but I'm having a blast. So I'm working for Fox News. And my crew sets up for a Obama rally. Okay? So after the rally, there's a receiving line where the then senator comes down and shakes hands. Dignitaries, local, you know, that's right. My camera's right in back of the receiving line. Okay. Enter chaos. A man named Marvin Nicholson, Barack Obama's body man. Guy goes with him everywhere. He starts misbehaving. Roll the tape.
But the guy then moves over and blocks Tim's shot again. Well, that's a total violation of press freedom. So I had no choice, ladies and gentlemen, but to uphold the Constitution.
Hey, stop blocking the shot now. You're blocking the shot. No, you're not. You're doing it on purpose. Don't block the shot. Don't block the shot. Got it? Don't block the shot. No, you're not. You're blocking the shot. Get over there. Get him out of there.
I don't want
to
do that.
We have a right to be here to shoot the shot. And everybody in the world will see it. Hey, Senator, a word, please. Senator, a word, please. Senator, we came all the way up to see you. Senator, a word.
Let me shake your hand.
Thank you.
Good to see you.
All right. Now, after that handshake, I didn't, of course, let it go. I said, look, you got to talk to me. And he said he would. And he did. Obama kept his word. I did three interviews with him, one in the campaign. Now, that was such an outrageous thing that that guy Marvin Nicholson did. And the other guys in the suits were Secret Service guys. Okay, so I didn't want to embarrass them, but you heard me. They can't do that. So I'm a little testy, but I was justified. That's called righteous anger. You don't do that. A couple of times in my career, we've had that, but that was a moment in time I will never forget. Now, Obama, he didn't have anything to do with it. I didn't hold him accountable for that. It was that Nicholson guy. And he was just, I'll give O'Reilly a hard time. Okay. That's what you get. Now, that's legendary, by the way. And I know a lot of you didn't see it or you didn't remember it. You forgot about it. But in campaign annals. So after this all unfolds, and Obama did commit to the interview, I just wrote it down in my notebook. We'll see. And he did. He came through. I interviewed in Rourke, Pennsylvania, during the Republican convention. That's when he gave me the interview because he wanted me to come from Minneapolis to York, which I did. I mean, I got on a plane, boom, 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 boom. It was important that I speak with him. Now, New Hampshire now is different than it was 16 years ago. Right? That was a very competitive primary between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And at that time, nobody really knew that Obama was going to be able to make it. I knew because I saw the difference in the rallies. Because the Clinton rallies, nobody, it was a few homeless people like this. Obama's rallies are packed. Younger people. I remember New Hampshire is divided into two areas, and this is important. The southern area are Boston commuters who fled the Commonwealth of Massachusetts because of crazy taxes. New Hampshire has low taxes, but they commute into Boston. All right? That's a liberal bastion. But the upper two-thirds of the state are traditional conservatives. Now, next Tuesday, and we'll be all over this, by the way. I mean, you'll get, as I said at the beginning of the show, get the best coverage here. The key question is, will Nikki Haley get enough Democrats to vote for her to try to damage Trump? Look, the polls show that Nikki Haley would beat Joe Biden. But believe me, the stronger candidate is Donald Trump. He's just a stronger personality. The Democrats don't want any part of him. You heard Axelrod earlier. They don't want any part of him. So we're going to be watching, and I already know that tens of millions of dollars have gone from Washington, D.C., the political action committees that helped Biden, into New Hampshire to canvass Democrats, registered Democrats, to switch. And they could switch on the day of the vote. They could just walk into the polling place, go, I'm a Democrat, but I want to be an independent. And they go, okay. Then you can vote for Nikki Haley against Trump. So that's what's going on. And it makes it unique. That wasn't happening 16 years ago. It was a straight vote. Okay, you remember it was McCain. And the Republicans were dealing with him. And then it was Hillary and Barack Obama. But I don't regret a second of what I did. Not a second. Because that guy, Nicholson, and we try to trace him. I asked my producers, I said, try to find out where he is now. What is he doing? Couldn't find him. So if you know Marvin, or Marvin, if you're watching, you know, let me know what you're doing. And subsequently, Marvin and I ran into each other, and we had a handshake. So that was months later, but we didn't leave on real bad terms. So. All right, hope you enjoyed it. We'll be off, as I said, tomorrow. We'll be back on Monday, new column on Sunday. I'm Bill O'Reilly. We always very much appreciate you watching and listening. Have a great weekend.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.